This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
Welcome to Book Digest, summarizing books with buzz for busy people. We're focusing on business books in general, the latest and hottest titles, along with the classic mixed in here and there. And every show, we'll have a just-for-fun great book recommendation, because it's good to read both with the left brain and the right brain. The books we're going to cover today are Duct Tape Marketing, The World's Most Practical Small Business Marketing Guide by John Jantz, Book Yourself Solid by Michael Port, The Eighth Habit by Stephen Covey, Exceptional Selling by Jeff Tull, In Rainbow's End, a novel with one foot in the future by Bernard Lee. I'm glad you're here, and let's get to our books. The first book is Duct Tape Marketing, The World's Most Practical Small Business Marketing Guide by John Jantz. Michael Gerber said of this book is just like its name said, duct tape. It's good, incredibly smart, amazingly practical, and immensely sticky stuff. You can begin to put it to use immediately. John set out to make a marketing book, to create one that would give small business owners tools to compete on the level of the big business owners in terms of giving their businesses the life and longevity they knew that they could possibly have when they made that first decision to go out on your own. The book is broken up into three sections. They all introduce the readers to the duct tape marketing system, and they give you viable ways to apply these principles to your own business. The book will teach you the essentials of how to learn the basics necessary to get customers to know, like, and trust you more. That's key, according to Jantz. Next, John gives you the essential duct tape system components to get your customers to contact and refer you more. John's a big believer in customer referrals and utilizing them to increase the level of what your business can achieve. It's a lot easier to have a loyal customer refer your business than to go out and create a new customer. Finally, John gives you a great template on how to get your business to the next level in terms of testing direct mailing, testing advertising, testing cold calling, how to turn prospects into clients and clients into partners, and how to automate your marketing with technology tools. One of the things I really like about this book is that it understands and John has put into practice tools and tips and techniques that any small business owner can utilize that are available now because of the internet. So he talks about autoresponders and how to make sure that if an email is sent to you, there's an auto response immediately. He talks about building a good landing page that invites the customer in at the same time as educating the customer about what you're selling and why you're the better option over what your other competitors might be doing. John talks a lot about ramping up your systematic referral machine. That's important because it helps you build more clients. He also gives you great insight in how to get earned media attention and expert status. I've got to tell you that John is an expert at this, and his blog, the Duct Tape Marketing blog, also talks about this a lot. And you don't have to be famous to be an expert. You just have to be an expert in your niche arena. John really succinctly summarizes what I think is the duct tape marketing plan, even in terms of press outreach, and giving you some good press approaches on a local and regional level to make sure that you become the media source for that niche arena, for that business. John also talks a lot about direct mail and how you can utilize it. And one of the things I really like in his book is his recommendation and his little sub-chapter on lumpy mail always getting open. So I'm going to read a little bit about that. When it comes to your gravy, lumps are bad. When it comes to getting your marketing message through the mailroom, past the gatekeepers, and onto your potential buyer's desk, lumps are just the ticket. While I do love the direct mail letter for small business lead generation, In the right circumstances, I'm also particularly fond of something I call lumpy mail. Lumpy mail is a direct mail or piece or package with some dimension or lumps to it. A box is lumpy mail. A balloon arrangement, a kitten, a hula hoop are all examples of a lumpy mail package, although I don't know if you'd want to really mail a kitten as part of a direct mailing campaign. You name it, says John. The point is you just can't ignore a piece of lumpy mail. A lumpy mail package screams, "Notice me. Open me." Some prospects are next to impossible to reach with traditional mailing, so sometimes you need to up the ante and make that real statement with lumpy mail. Another thing that John advocates in terms of direct mail is to not forget the handwritten notes as a direct response tool. They're important because they identify to the customer that you took time out, or a prospective customer, to reach them personally, and that you took the time to write a neat note and offer them something in terms of coming in for a free, you know, consultation, but that you did it by hand is important, according to John. There are two or three key takeaways in this book. One of them that I really, really like is John's take on producing marketing materials that educate. This is more and more important in terms of the internet and the explosiveness of all the information that people can get via the internet. So one of the things that customers want is to be truly educated in terms of what product you're selling and how it delineates itself from the other products out there. That's a key takeaway from this book in terms of producing marketing materials that educate. Another key takeaway is to establish a website that works day and night for you. John advocates having good content and good collateral so that your customers want to go back to your website again and again. And also put in those HTML heading tags, use hyperlinks, create sitemaps, all of the things that you can have a graphic designer do for you to ensure that when people are doing search, they're coming back to your website first. The final takeaway from this book is to really, really automate your marketing with the technology tools in terms of the e-commerce side. You know, the major search engines really want to index high-quality information. And so high-quality how-to sites about a topic is more likely to draw plenty of related links from other websites than a company website, according to John. This helps you drive your traffic to your company site. He also advocates having online pay options for customers so that if they're not able to quickly send off a check, you have a way for them to pay online. I highly recommend this book, and I hope that you'll take a listen to it. The other thing is, it's time for us to take a break, and I wanted to talk about our sponsor. I'm really excited because we're now being sponsored by Audible. I really want to encourage you to try to take a trial run of Audible. It's got, you know, 40,000 titles to choose from, and it covers every genre. You can get a free audiobook download when you sign up for a free trial today. And you can go to audiblepodcast.com/book to get your trial through the Book Digest program. Go and see what you can find on this leading provider of spoken audio entertainment. And I've got to tell you my own Audible story real quickly. My great aunt Florence stopped being able to read books. And one of the things we did, because she was such a dedicated reader, is every Christmas we got her a year subscription to Audible. And so for the last 10 years of her life, she lived till she was 92, she was listening to Audible's downloads, which is pretty great in terms of being able to still enjoy her favorite books. We'll be back in just a few.
Listen to Living Green, Effortless Ecology for Everyday People, a weekly online audio program featuring champions of sustainable living at personallifemedia.com.
We're back with Book Digest. I'm your host, Nettie Hartsock. Book Digest is summarizing books with buzz for busy people. And we just talked about, before the break, John Jantz's Duct Tape Marketing. And the two books I want to cover before our next break. The first one is Book Yourself Solid by Michael Port. This is a great book because it actually kind of works hand in hand with what a little bit of what John's book covers in terms of using strategies to get yourself out there. The reason I like this book is because Michael brings in a proven system for getting more clients. In fact, he says that in 93% of business owners who have used this system, they've experienced a 34% increase in their total number of clients and a total of 42% increase in sales. Make Yourself Solid gives you a great roadmap for starting and growing your service businesses based on 7 core self-promotion strategies that Port outlines. One of the things I really enjoy about this book is that it gives you a lot of verbal and written exercises. So you really get a template for how best to do this. And as you're going through the exercises, you build up a lot of confidence and you start seeing what it is that you can really offer to people. One of the things that's important to Michael in terms of this book is for people to understand what they do for a living. He says, we hear the question all the time, what do you do for a living? If you answer your professional category, that's the wrong answer. I like what he says about this, and I'm going to read you an excerpt. Imagine this scenario. The potential client asks what you do. You say, I'm a yoga teacher. Before you know what's happened, you see the potential client's face contort. Her left eyebrow lifts along with the left side of her upper lip, and her nostrils begin to flare. The potential client says, oh yeah, I had a yoga teacher as a neighbor once. She was really weird, made my life miserable. In fact, I had to move out of that apartment because of her, and I love that apartment. Oh, and you wouldn't believe the smell that I was subjected to from the perpetual cloud of incense that invaded my home. Would you like to get that kind of response when you tell someone what you do? And this can happen to any service professional, not just to a yoga teacher, says Port in the book. Say a stockbroker meets someone whose only introduction to stockbrokers has been the movie Boiler Room, a movie that came out about stockbrokers who try to swindle innocent people out of their life savings. Not a pretty picture. How much more are you than the professional title? What Port wants you to do is find the ways that set yourself apart from everyone else whose title is the same as yours. This book gives you a breakthrough in terms of doing that and how to best do that. So when someone asks you what you do, you can talk about what you do and develop yourself with a true dialogue formula so that you're spot on every time you do it. One of the things that Michael is very, very big on in terms of booking yourself solid is networking strategy. I love this quote he has from Oscar Wilde in the book, some cause happiness wherever they go, others whenever they go. He knows that networking is tough for all of us and that it's pretty hard to spend an hour or two exchanging cards and banalities and sale pitches. And also, we have to tap into the fact that it feels a little bit self-serving to keep pushing out your business card at those tables. Port says you don't have to do that. What you can do is look at how you can get your agenda across, keep the attention on yourself, give and offer to others what they need, and help others to be successful while at the same time punctuating what you do. You're constantly trying to put others at ease in terms of bringing them into your network. He's big on expressing sincerity and generosity, on listening attentively to others and providing true value of others. This goes back to what John Jantz also notes in Duct Tape Marketing in terms of educating people. The focus is on authenticity, on trustworthiness, on genuine connection. Port says that a connection with another human being means that you're in sync with them and relevant to each other. That's his definition of good networking, and I like it. Finally, one of the other things that I really like that Michael addresses quite well in this book is the article strategy, the bylined article, building content, building your expert focus in terms of the article you can write about. If you know about quilting and your business is all about quilting, why not write a couple top 10 on how to get the best quilting that you can get done in the shortest amount of time, or how to pick the best quilting fabrics? If you're a financial advisor, why not write an article on the top 10 things that you can do to keep your financial focus intact? These are great insights into how to establish your expert credibility in terms of article focus. So I really like that. Let's move on from Michael's book to Jeff Tull's Exceptional Selling. Now, Jeff is the CEO and president of Prime Resource Group, and he has gained the reputation as a leader in the area of sales and marketing strategies. Jeff is actually a great example of what both John Jantz and Michael Port refer to in terms of building an expert niche arena and then pushing out fantastic and educational-based collateral to help others do the same thing. So Toll focuses a lot around sales, and exceptional selling gives you really, really good one-on-one skills to change your communication mindset, build exceptional sales skills, and take the winning disciplines from others that are doing it the right way and apply those to your own sales and marketing strategies. Jeff is also a big believer in the fact that salespeople need to establish relevance and credibility. He thinks that a mistake made by many sales professionals is that they assume their customers recognize all of their problems, understand the financial impact of those problems, can prioritize those problems in terms of resolution, and will be compelled to fix those problems, which is not always the case. A lot of times what customers are doing are just trying to figure out the quickest method to getting the solution to a problem that they're facing, not how to remedy it long term. So what Toll really talks about is how to help your customer diagnose the problem. It's always focused on the customer. You need to observe them. You need to engage the customer as a collaborative partner. You need to have them have ownership around their trouble, and you need to have ownership with them around it. This differentiates you from your competition. In part one of his book, he really explores barriers that stand between salespeople and their customers, and he gives you some great insight into how to break those barriers down and how to have more effective communication. I really like, too, that, he tells you in his book, he gives you these how-to examples that show you how to guide both your customers and also guide you in how to best relate to the customers. He talks about walking through a customer's door in terms of cold calls, by appointment, and having your expectations in the right place so that you don't sabotage the opportunities that you might have in terms of disconnecting yourself immediately from that prospective customer. This is truly a great guidebook for you to help re-examine the approach that you're focusing on in terms of your customers and move to that next exceptional sales level with some really fundamental templates that you can apply no matter what your business is. And again, all these books that we've covered so far, what they have in common is that you have to engage in straight talk. You have to have critical and authentic conversation, as Toll calls it. You've got to keep the credibility, and you've got to create a compelling case for why your value is better than the competitors in your arena long-term for that prospective client. We're going to take a break now, and I also wanted to talk a little bit about the new shows that we've launched on Personal Life Media. I'm very excited because I'm just amongst a great deal of amazing and insightful peers, and I'm looking forward to Eric Mizell's Joy of Living Creatively, Your Purpose-Centered Life, Renee Stevens' Inside Out Weight Loss, Adam Gillard, host of The Fearless Lover, and David Deppin and Peter Brill's co-host of Aging Gratefully. I think these are awesome shows. I've already listened to a couple of them, and they're just superb in their initiative and in their authentic conversation around what our podcast listeners expect. So we'll be back in just a moment. This is Nettie Hartsock with Book Digest.
Listen to Just for Women, Dating, Relationships, and Sex, a weekly internet audio program from personallifemedia.com. Fresh inspiration and expanded relationship options for today's woman.
We're back. This is Nettie, your host of Book Digest, summarizing books with buzz for busy people. We've just talked about Jeff Toll's Exceptional Selling, Michael Port's Book Yourself Solid, and John Jantz's The Duct Tape Marketing Book. So now we're going to cover a book that I just loved, which was written by Stephen Covey, and it's called The Eighth Habit. I don't know how many of you have read Covey's The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, but that is a phenomenal book in terms of what you can apply to your life. And I also loved his Seven Habits of Highly Effective Families. And once a week, my family and I make certain that we are following everything that he says, in particular to trying to have more dinners together, because that's one of the things he talks about. So let's talk about the eighth habit. If you haven't read The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, you don't need to worry, because Covey does go into the original seven habits and why they're necessary for a person to be effective in his or her life and work. Then he also talks about the changes in the world during the last 15 years and how effectiveness is no longer enough to survive the challenges and complexities all of us face. Covey calls what we're now living the new knowledge worker age. And he says that with this new age, you've got to thrive, excel, and you also must strive for fulfillment, passionate execution, and significant contribution. This new required mindset is what Covey calls the eighth habit. What he really talks about is how the eighth habit is the answer to the yearning your soul feels. Everybody wants to achieve greatness, and in terms of greatness, what does that really mean? Is it your own search for how you fit into humanity? Is it the search to have significance in terms of how your life impacts others and how you impact your children, your spouse, your culture? Covey really, really talks about the early 21st century as the age of wisdom. And he really focuses on understanding yourself as a whole person to thrive. You don't want to just thrive. You want to thrive and survive, and you must strive to fulfill your own personal potential along with whatever your organizational potential is in terms of what Covey believes, so that you can have a wholeness in this new age. One of the things I like that Covey touches on is finding your voice so that you can inspire others. You know, really, he talks about leadership as a choice to deal with people in a way that communicates to them their worth and potential so that they can see it in themselves. If you find your voice and you're inspired by it, then others will be inspired by it. And what that means truly is to look at your vision in the world, find where you can help others be engaged, and find yourself in terms of where you are most engaged in the world. Because there is no guarantee in terms of your work, your organizational structure, the downsizing, the cost of living, all of those things that are really somewhat out of our control. In terms of the eighth habit, what is in your control is to be inspiring, be passionate, be holistic in searching for what brings you the most happiness, and also what can affect the greater change in terms of the world around you and your family and your organization and your job and your work and life balance. One of the key takeaways in the book is truly to find yourself wowed by who you are, to give way to your human genius, to inspire yourself, to be deeply committed to serving yourself, to serving others, to having satisfaction and fulfillment and achievement, to really, really witness what can happen if you're willing to tap into the whole human experience, not just one aspect of it, but everything that fits together for the whole. Covey also touches on being trustworthy, being authentic with yourself, being authentic with others. So really the theme for this podcast is authenticity and honesty, and not living in a fragmented situation with how you relate to everyone, coming forth in the most generous way and being trustworthy, whether it be in business or in your life, are key to success. We're going to take a break, and I wanted to send a nod to our sponsor, Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment. My podcast listeners can get a free audiobook now at www.audiblepodcast.com/book. There's over 40,000 audiobooks available for your iPod. If you get a free audiobook download when you try the service for 2 weeks, That's a great deal. And you can check out great titles with your free audiobook credit that range in genre from self-development, business. We're about to cover one that's science fiction. And it's only a special offer for these listeners. So get your free audiobook. Go to www.audiblepodcast.com/book. We'll be right back.
Listen to Beauty Now, the intersection of cosmetic surgery, longevity, and biomedical innovation for confident decisions in preventative aging on personallifemedia.com.
We're back with Book Digest. I'm your host, Nettie Hartsoff, and I've got a few minutes to talk about my fun book for the pick at the end. The book is Rainbow's End. It's a science fiction novel that was published in 2006 by noted science fiction writer Werner Vinge. It was awarded the 2007 Hugo Award for Best Novel, and it's set in San Diego in 2025 in a variation of the fictional world that Vinge had explored earlier in his 2002 Hugo-winning novella Fast Times at Fairmont High and 2004 Synthetic Serendipity. Vinge has said, actually, that he's going to perhaps do a sequel at the end of this novel that picks up kind of some things left off at the end. One of the things I really, really like about this novel is, first of all, my husband loved it, and so it's always great because he's a big science fiction reader, and when he loves something this much, it makes me want to read it. But it really also taps into security and the increase in the digital and virtual world. It's just a major theme of this novel. And the novel takes place where a man named Robert Gu is slowly recovering from Alzheimer's disease because there's been so many advances in medical technology. And Robert has to come back and adapt to this whole technological world that previously he was really not so crazy about in terms of using technology. Then he and his granddaughter, Mary, who's an expert at the technology, get drawn into a plot involving an intelligence officer and a possibly superhuman mind behind an avatar and mind control technology. 911 is only talked about once in this, but it really does focus on what is happening in terms of virtual reality and what the internet is bringing to us in terms of both bad and good. It talks a lot about, how the evolution of the internet is somewhat pervasive and what comes by relying on this all-encompassing technology in terms of personally and nationally for security and for keeping our lives moving in the best fashion possible. I really, really love this book. I would encourage you to read it if you're a fan of Terry Pratchett and H.P. Lovecraft, because this book also taps into kind of a similar sensibility that they talk about in terms of looking at technology and befriending it, but also understanding that it can disrupt the previous kind of utopian existence that we've had without technology and what the issues are around that. That's my pick, Werner Vinge's Rainbow End. And that's the end of this week's Book Digest, summarizing books for busy people. Thank you for joining me. I hope that you'll check out the offerings that Audible has, and I also hope that you'll check out some of the other outstanding new shows that have been launched. I know I'm going to, and I look forward to you returning next week and us summarizing books again. Have a great reading week. Bye.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.